Thank you and good afternoon. Around 3 o'clock this morning, the California Highway Patrol and other assisting agencies responded to Highway 101 north of Laytonville and Sherwood Road following a fatal single-vehicle collision. The driver was headed north on Highway 101 when, for unknown reasons, allowed his vehicle to drift onto the right shoulder of the highway. The vehicle left the road and descended down an embankment before overturning on its roof and colliding into a tree. The driver, who was the sole occupant of the vehicle, sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. The Highway Patrol is investigating if alcohol or drugs played a role in the crash, and the identity of the victim is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. The Humboldt County Coroner's Office has identified 55-year-old Garberville resident Christopher Duke as the body that was found near Gerald Phelps Hospital around 2 o'clock on Monday morning. A security guard found Duke unresponsive in front of the hospital's emergency room entrance, and he was pronounced dead at the scene shortly after by medical staff. How Duke's body ended up at the emergency room entrance remains unknown at this time, and an autopsy on the body has been scheduled for Wednesday. Along with state legislators and labor leaders, Governor Jerry Brown announced an agreement that will make California the first state in the country to commit to a $15 minimum wage. Under the plan, the minimum wage will raise to $10.50 by January of 2017 and will slowly rise each year to $15 an hour by the 2022 year. The plan also provides additional time for businesses with less than 25 employees to implement those increases. California is proving once again that it can get things done and help people get ahead, Governor Brown said in a statement. This plan will raise the minimum wage in a careful and responsible way and provide some flexibility if economic and budgetary conditions change. Once the minimum wage reaches $15 an hour, it could be increased afterwards to adjust for inflation as measured by the National Consumer Price Index. Early Monday morning, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office responded to a residence on Highway 101 north of Laytonville after reports came in regarding a fight that was underway between a father and his son. When deputies reached the scene, they found the father, 58-year-old Sanford Sternick, dead at the scene, and they arrested 25-year-old Jewel Dyer in connection with his death. Dyer and Sternick were involved in a physical altercation in which Dyer used a baseball bat, inflicting fatal blunt force head trauma to Sternick. An autopsy has been scheduled, and Dyer was booked into county jail for homicide, with bail set at $500,000. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office issued an updated version of their most wanted list for Eastern Humboldt. William Beck, Sadie McCovey, Gene Nelson, Virgil McLaughlin, Delilah Colgrove, and Shane Orrick are all listed as wanted out of the Hoopa and Willow Creek areas for charges ranging from narcotics, robbery, and felony warrants. Anyone with information related to the whereabouts of the suspects listed are asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Amendments have been introduced to Proposition 47. Dan Squire has more.
Assembly Republican leaders have introduced a bill that would fix what is described as a loophole in Prop 47, the measure that downgraded previous felonies to misdemeanors. The Assembly Public Safety Committee will take up AB 2369, and if it's passed, the measure would allow a judge to upgrade property crimes from misdemeanors to felonies if those crimes occur at least 3 times in a 3-year span. Currently, the theft of property less than $950, including the theft of firearms, is considered a misdemeanor no matter how many times the theft is committed. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills said in an email that the bill is supported by the California Police Chiefs Association and that any bill that brings relief to the citizens of California is a step in the right direction. Backers of the bill want to give the judge discretion when it comes to repeat offenders, and the goal is to get the proposition onto the November ballot.
Thank you, Dan. The County Public Works Department will receive some of the funding needed for road maintenance now that the Forest Service announced it will distribute Secure Rural Schools funds from 2015. Humboldt County is slated to receive $890,000 in funding, which will be used for roads, schools, as well as forest projects. County Schools and the Roads Fund will split 85% of the total, with the remaining 15% to be used for other services, such as forest roads, the Sheriff's Search and Rescue Team, and conservation efforts. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.